Good morning, Lalit.
Very good morning, Andrea.
So, we had some students here in Oroville sometimes ago, and they did a great job.
Yes, I was very happy that Oroville could host them. The younger students, one of the main thing which I have realized that young energy is quite amazing. And Oroville's ability to welcome and host these young minds, very bright minds, very creative, enthusiastic people, and to integrate them and to be a part of their life in such a manner that it is from both side a very collaborative and a meaningful exercise. So we had two groups of students under two different programs which were conducted under Oroville Integral Sustainability Institute. One was Canadian students, postgraduate level from Queen's University, Canada, and they worked on social public spaces on Crown. They also conducted, apart from meeting many people, resource persons in Oroville, they also conducted one workshop which is already on radio, and final output was presented in MMC on 19th of December. As a lesson, what we have learned and what we have, say, gained in terms of even experience and output, it is very good to see how at that level a whole planning cycle is planned. It was a learning exercise for them, as well as we can also take some lessons out of this, how overall approach to this project was planned, which kind of orientation was given. They came and met different and diverse group of people, right from farm, forest, dream catchers, planning group, Lavinier the Oroville, other architects in Oroville, youth. They visited Future School, they had lunch with them, they had interaction on this topic and otherwise to find out how they feel the open public spaces can be of use. So this is part of the process of any planning activity when they interact and find out which are the, let us say, the visions, aspiration, practical requirement, practical issues of maintenance, design, finances related to the issue. So the overall output and the process, both the process as well as product of something like this, is a very good documentation how an overall exercise can be conducted. And I believe the output, what they have produced, and the document, which is already about to be uploaded or which will be uploaded with this interview, is very good, is very good. One thing which we have to keep in mind that this particular group, there was nobody of architecture background in terms of students. So their drawing abilities were rather limited in that sense. So one has to see this more from a planning perspective or planning process than architectural and urban design, because they came from different backgrounds. If there would have been a group with more architecture, we might have seen more drawing related proposal. But accordingly, the title was set, it was a planning guidelines. It was limited to planning guidelines for that spaces and what goes into producing these planning guidelines. So it's a very good reference for all of us to see, study what are the different components and how to plan an exercise like this. So this document is available for anybody to react, to study for a reference, to do further research, to take it further. So it is, let us say, one set of option and one set of scenario available with us, which I think is a very decent contribution.
And what about these guidelines? What they're saying? What they're suggesting?
These guidelines, if you go through the presentation and download, they essentially have found out what they propose is within this space which was identified, say, from PTDC till ARCA, there could be a very interesting hierarchy of different spaces. Some spaces could be of primary nature, where some bigger and different kind of activities can happen. There could be some secondary and tertiary, second and third level of activities. A place where more activities can happen, some smaller activities in between the building. So it was a network. And if we plan around them and also integrate the buildings which are likely to come in the future with the proper urban design, so that will give you already some structure. So in a way, a relatively good amount of thought work and idea work has happened. So it provides you a basic skeleton of thinking and approach while planning and designing that area. So what could be the typology, the style, the possibility of open spaces, and for which kind of open spaces, and where they can come. So it's a very interesting contribution in that regard.
And regarding the fact that we have quite old master plan that has been approved, they found this master plan, they found easily to integrate in this master plan, they found it easily to change portions on the of it, if in our case has to be done.
Our master plan is a very also macro level document right now. It is not a detailed development plan. It is a perspective plan. The 2001 master plan which we refer, it is a perspective plan. So there is a natural requirement for a second stage detailed development plan where more detailed aspect of any work needs to be elaborated. So they were referring to the master plan. So for the detailed plan, so it was not any spatial confusion or conflict, because detailed work is happening or it has yet to happen in many spheres in Auroville in different aspects, either different zonal plans or more detailed plan of crown and other areas are required. Then they are yet to be developed in a proper depth with a proper detail analysis of urban design, ecological, environmental, building material, mobility from all different angles. They need to be developed. In some areas they have been developed slightly better, but to come to a final conclusion stage, I think we still have a good homework to do. So it was not very conflicting for them, I guess, from, and it was part of their let us say job or understanding to see and relate with Auroville as it is. So we have one document which is master plan, and we have certain ground reality here, certain set of different concerns, diversity within which they have to operate. It is a very good tool for them to learn at a young student and academic stage how to deal and take care of diverse aspects of life. So even if they find something different and diverse, it is a very much part of the training to see how do we still go ahead with that.
Talking about the experience that you personally had to organize it and the experience the students and the professors had in Auroville, what is your feelings?
Highly satisfying. I am very, very happy that I could be instrumental. I was of some assistance for this exercise because it is an area of my interest also. I feel it is with the young ones, with the youth, the younger generations, we have the good possibility of meaningful long-term change, and which will that will make the change more sustainable. So in order to bring a youth in the mainstream, these kind of work, exercises, activities are one of the ways in which they also learn, we also learn, but together we create a possibility and a platform where such exchange can happen in a very healthy, innovative, creative and satisfying environment.
So there is something else in the future coming like that?
Oh, of course. This was one part. Second part was, which was happening parallelly, somehow it got organized. I am happily surprised myself that parallelly there was a workshop. I had planned an integral learning program for students of planning at undergraduate level of SEPT Ahmedabad, which was happening parallel to this Canadian students' work on the crown. It was a 7-day program in which for 4 or 5 days, I had organized the presentations and interaction with different Auroville resource persons at MMC. And afternoons were site visits and some of the exercises which we had planned for them. So all put together what the experience they had to be a part and witness. You know, one of the main thing which I have experienced is you learn a tremendous great deal when you experience a living example. So Auroville as a living example of inclusive and integrated planning and development, the way it stands today, has a tremendous possibility and very inspiring impact on young minds to see how, in spite of all our differences which are existing all over the world, still people are committed, they are driven by this idea, the vision and the charter, and they are trying to work out the whole diversity of life together. So I think an impact of that level to student at this young age when they are growing up has a tremendous life-shaping value. And whatever they do with that is up to them. They can evolve. But it is good to have a positive, impactful example at the early stage like this and be, get engaged with them. They can come again. They can plan their visit. Following this, the students from SEPT, those who had come, they had gone back to SEPT and they presented their work in the form of exhibition. I was there in Ahmedabad around New Year, and I have been told that their work, Auroville, they call it RSP, Related Studies Program. It is a part of their academic curricular, and they have shown keen interest to make it a every year event. It's an annual event, and they really appreciated what they have got from Auroville. And even their teachers and directors and faculty members back at school, they were very happy and very curious how in 1 week, it's very intensive work what they have done. They even did 2-3 workshops which we organized for them. One was on the beach erosion. So they had a walk on the beach and they were supposed to produce both a study, photo, report, presentation, discussions only in 2 days. Why the whole, it is for them to understand what is the issue involved in the whole beach erosion, so that they develop that approach and understanding how issues are to be approached and what are the components of the problems. So this is what they produce, and I am myself surprised, rather happily, in such a small time, what they have produced is quite amazing and incredible. So that shows us, if we know, if we are better prepared, if we are willing to make that kind of effort to prepare the base, I think with the young energy of not only India and from everywhere in the world, we can prepare a different kind of culture and a base which can help us to go to the next level. So it is a matter of also our own preparation and vision and the capacity to organize something like this.
Yeah, I'm very happy. And I would like to share my point of view. I think this is sort of open university. It's sort of what you are trying to develop as a kind of concept coming out of the concept of the university. And as we know, this kind of relationship that you are building up with other entities, education entities, are very fruitful for both sides. And I think personally that it will really help Auroville to grow on the level of practical side, not just making talks.
Of course, I think it is always two-way process, and in this two-way we will have our own homework to do in terms of we have to organize ourselves with better if we really want to take very positive, meaningful advantage of such situation, which is basically resources coming to you. So if we know how to organize that resource, that means our house should be in order, in a bit more better stage, which we must do, because Auroville's creative learning potential and it's very genuine learning environment. This is a lighthouse. People are coming, they will keep on coming. I would like to thank also Auroville Radio because of your publication of my interview. After that, I got many inquiries. People have read about this and came. And last week, I had a Skype conversation with one professor, again from Canada, who was not linked with this Canadian student, but somehow he saw and he wrote to me, and then we organized a Skype conversation. He wants to explore the possibility of doing something with Auroville towards arts and sustainability. So he has been doing this kind of a study project in different part of the world, and he wanted to have a first initial exploratory discussion how we can develop something together in this line. So I gave him certain ideas and possibility how Auroville is and what is Auroville doing in the field of arts and fields of sustainability, and how Auroville is a very fertile and creative ground for something like this to take it further, subject to we work out our collaborative format and ways, which is mutually rewarding for both Auroville as well as any external entity. Ultimately, all this is a work of research, and Auroville's charter says we are here also for proper, deeper research and
unending education.
Yes, so it is very much part of that. It is very much part of that. So I am getting more and more inquiry from different schools and colleges, those who would like to come, and I am thinking of different exercises for them to engage, as well as an idea or vision. I think we should reach a level, let us see when, I don't know, where more and more of our own population of Auroville, the youth, can be engaged in these exercises a bit more directly.
That's
that we'd need a bit more homework integration of our own academic system in Oroville with the outside, because they have their own course, curriculum, time schedule. But it is also not impossible to achieve. We can manage it.
No, also already happening with Living Roots. I believe there are courses that are open to Oroville, and so why not for other projects like that?
True.
So I think really it will uplift the kind of quality, education quality in Oroville, because now we don't have university in Oroville, and participating in this kind of courses or workshop or whatever we can call it, meetings with students from all over the world, they will maybe create in the mind of the students of Oroville another vision, and maybe they will start to think about in a different point of view.
Yes, I just to highlight one more point which I notice, you know, in a normal way, all this SEPT is also a very premier institute of India, and everywhere else, I believe, different faculty members and teachers, they are trying to give them an orientation about the study field, sustainability and all. But seeing Oroville example, seeing it in a very functioning and live mode, how very good work of a certain type is happening, and visiting also Matre Mandir, they have got a very special subtle experience ki what could be the driving force behind all this. And I think this special subtle unsaid experience is very, very crucial for them to take from here. This is the motor behind it. So it is very rare that they will get this kind of special opportunity, because they appreciate what is Oroville doing. But what is the driving force behind that? I think somewhere they also got a chance of experiencing that partially, however they could, by interacting with different people as well as getting a chance to meditate in the Matre Mandir.
That's very true. It's a driving force that sometimes...
It is good for them to know. Otherwise, the normal curriculum or studies are always very, very, very skill-based or very, very topic or issue-based in a very non-attached manner, which is not the real life case.
Yeah.
So in Oroville has that possibility, rather the most beautiful and amazing possibility to sensitize them.
It's true.
Of this possibility, look, the good work can happen or happens or it sustains in all possible integrated dimension when the foundation is perhaps a bit more spiritual.
Absolutely.
So we have reached at this point, I would say also in the state of humanity, that we are able to say be a... some kind of demonstration center of this possibility, as Mother also said, living laboratory. How far we sustain, how far we take it further is up to us. We see.
Yeah, we are here for making experiments,
yes.
So let's experiment.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Lalit.
Most welcome.